Do you all know the last thought you have before the bell rang? Are you all aware?
Yeah.
Imagine if the last moment before the bell rang, you were dozing off. It was becoming unclear. And then at that moment, you die. Not during meditation. I think it's wonderful if you can die in your meditation. But imagine just before you pass away, yeah, your mind lapses into a state of drowsiness. Then in that state, even if you wish to, are you able to decide what rebirth you want? We're not able to. As clearly as even when we are alive, from moment to moment, if we lapse into drowsiness, we are not able to clearly decide how our thoughts should be. For that matter, even when we are not drowsy, are we able to clearly decide, yeah, and direct our mind? That is why in Buddhism, meditation is so crucial, yeah. Or for a start, the supportive practices, yeah, that is conducive for the development of the mind is so important, yeah. So think about it, So let's get started. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Okay, let's see who is new on my left side. Yes. Introduce yourself, tell us your name and how you got to know about this group. Don't worry, you just have to do it the first time. Yes, tell us your name.
I'm Jenny Fong.
Yes.
It's from the website.
From what website?
The group chat.
The group chat.
You're invited.
You're invited.
Chat on Telegram.
Ah.
Yeah, that's how you.
How were you invited?
Through the Batam retreat.
Ah. The urban retreat, the overseas retreat recently.
That's right.
And welcome.
Thank you.
And yourself? Tell us your name. She was
Hello,
Jenny.
Meow.
Hello, Meow and Jenny.
That's right.
Yeah. Welcome. One is the mother, the other one is the daughter. You all guess which one? Okay, let's see. Who else on my left side? The gentleman near the door. They look maybe not so near the door. Oh, nearest to the door, the gentleman looking down. Yes. Have you introduced yourself before? You would rather not? Huh? No, I'm not asking whether you would rather. I'm asking whether you have introduced before. So probably not. Tell us your name and how you got to know about this place. Huh? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Who is the lady? Was there a lady next to you? Ah, yes. Yeah. Tell us your name and how you got to know about this group.
Glenda.
Sorry?
Glenda.
How do you get to know about this group? Sorry? Through the website? Welcome. Who else is new? Let me see. The lady in polka dot cyan color t-shirt. Tell us your name.
Kylie.
Huh?
Kylie.
And how do you get to know about this group? The lady next to you. Who is she to you? A friend. Yeah. And what is her name? Jesslyn. Welcome. Let's see. Quite a few new faces. The two gentlemen, second last row. Oh, but have you introduced before? Yeah. And how do you all get to know about this group?
Actually, I attended your Dharma sharing at a Buddhist fellowship.
Ah, I see.
And then from there, YouTube. And then from there, this Facebook.
Yeah. I see. Welcome. And let me see. There's somebody right behind. Can't see the face. Oh, have you introduced before? Yes, okay. On my right, let's see. Tell us your name.
My name is Hui Ying.
Hui Ying.
Yeah.
And how do you get to know about this group? Good. Welcome. Let me see. The rest are all season parking holders. Okay, very good. Welcome to SGC, where we have short puja, short meditation, and not so short dharma. Yes. So today we have, every week we have different topics. Sometimes we have a series, yeah. Other times we have standalone topics. Today's topic is about dealing with difficulties. Yep. So the actual topic is how to mitigate difficulties. Yeah, I like to use the word mitigate. I don't know who suggested. Who was the one? Did the person turn up today? The person who used this kind of chim word, copy sifu. Yeah, but as I was writing down a title, I decided to use the word overcome. Yeah, mitigate sometimes is a bit, maybe overcome is more straightforward. Yeah, do you want to mitigate or overcome? I think that for most intents and purposes, the meaning is fairly similar. No? So how to overcome difficulties? First of all, who wants difficulties? Nobody, yeah? So we don't want difficulties. So, rightly speaking, we don't go around looking for difficulties, right? Do you all look for difficulties? Usually not, huh? But sometimes, even though we don't look for difficulties, difficulties seem to find us. Yeah. So how? There are a lot of different kinds of difficulties, really. Yeah. So, but I decided to group them into two different categories, or three. Yeah. So, types of difficulties. So, internal and external. Yeah. And then the third type is unknown and unsolvable. Let me just get the unknown and unsolvable out of the way, and then maybe we can relook at it later. Have you all ever encountered difficulties that is unsolvable or feel like they are unsolvable? Yes? How do you all feel when you encounter something like that? Helpless, huh? We feel helpless. You feel helpless. What else? That's it? Just helpless?
Sometimes want to avert. Sometimes they avert, not forever.
Try to avert it.
Yeah, forever.
That means just KIV.
Yeah.
You feel helpless and so you KIV. Don't think about it. What else? You feel stuck. You feel stuck, huh? Hmm. Further? Some more? Huh? There was a sound? No. Where is it? Oh, yes.
Not
Hong Kong.
Huh?
Huh? No.
Oh, no, not motivated. Okay, not motivated. Not motivated to do what? Not motivated to continue. Okay. Anything else? When we encounter things that are unsolvable.
Desperate.
So we may also feel desperate. Yes? Interesting. So some people will feel helpless, but some people will seek help. So when you seek help, sometimes you don't get help. Correct? Then you feel helpless. If you can find help, then problem solved. Yeah. So fortunately, there is also a light at the end of the tunnel. So you may get help. Problem solved. Yeah. Anything else about these unsolvable problems? Yes?
Go to the cause.
Go, huh?
Look to the causes.
So there are problems that is unsolvable, maybe for a short time, maybe for a long time. But at some point we may try to solve it and we may look for help. Maybe we don't get help, we feel helpless and then go into a loop. At some point, we may want to look into the causes. Yeah, if we manage to look into the causes, then it stops being unknown. Okay, it stops being unknown. Yeah, many times we feel helpless, we feel stuck, we feel desperate. In part because we don't know enough about the problem. Yeah, so then that brings us to the other types of difficulties. So then we have internal and external. I'm going to go through this fairly quickly, so I need you all to feed me with information. Then after that, I want you all to think about the difficulties you have, and then maybe we can look at some cases. Okay? How does that sound? Yeah. Huh? What? Okay, so let's see. So difficulties can be internal or external. Yeah. Here I want to share with you all these teachings of the Buddha. The Buddha described five qualities or five factors, yeah, that can help us to achieve our goal. He called it the five five factors. Yes. So the five of them are Sing, Sing. Oh. Sing, Sing. Nian Ting. Hui. So in English, these five are faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Some of you may be familiar with this. This is known as the five faculties and the five powers. Are you all familiar? All remaining stationary. Huh? Not familiar. I've heard of this. Ugen Uli. No? Okay, good. Since you all don't know. If all of you know, then I can go to the next part already. So, this is known as the five faculties and five powers. When we are still cultivating them, it is known as the five faculties. Yeah. When we complete, when we have succeeded in cultivating them, then they become known as powers. First of all, when we talk about difficulties, you may be wondering, Sufu, why are you talking about internal? All my difficulties are external. I don't have internal difficulties. Do you all feel that way? Do you all have internal difficulties? You all must give me some feedback. Because you know, in the Buddha's time, Buddha has the clairvoyance. He is able to read people's mind. This monk haven't reached that stage yet. So I need to ask you a question, and then you all need to reply. You all cannot mentally think of the answer, and then I think cannot. You all must reply. So do you all have internal difficulties?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, all the difficult people. Yeah. But when we do encounter difficulties, is that the first thought you have, that the difficulty is because of yourself? Or do you quite naturally think that it's outside? Yeah, some of us may think in one way or the other. Yeah. Some of us are more inclined to think that, in other words, something is not going exactly how we want it to be. Yeah. Difficulties, by definition, is that, isn't it? When things don't go the way we want them to go. If you want good grades and you get good grades, do you consider that a difficulty? When you want the project to finish in 3 weeks, but it doesn't finish in 3 weeks, do you feel that it's a difficulty? No, it depends. If it doesn't finish in 3 weeks, but finish in 2 weeks, is that a difficulty?
No.
So, trick question. Only when it's undesirable and doesn't meet your expectation, then you consider that a difficulty, isn't it? Yeah. But at the same time, we may sometimes think that maybe it is something to do with ourselves, but sometimes it may feel like it is something to do with something outside. So first I'm going to look at the inside, yeah, the internal. The first quality, faith. If we think in terms of the spiritual path, then it's faith in the triple gem, yeah, and the practice. Yeah. In one of the texts by Master Ying Shun, through the different teachings in the Agamas, in the various sutras, he collated there are three kinds of faith. Yeah. So the first one, Xing Yu, Xing Shi Yu. Are you all okay with Chinese? Can? The moment I say Xing Shi Yu, there was a moment of awkward silence. So, you see, even when I say this, nobody laughs. Xing Yu De. Xing Yu Neng. So the first one is that something truly exists. Xing Shi Yu. Xing Yu De truly has merits. Xing Yu Neng truly has capability. Let me explain, okay? The first one, is about the process and the end goal, okay? In terms of the spiritual path, then it's about the path and the fruit, the Noble Eightfold Path and Nibbana. Or if you are practicing concentration, then it's the meditation technique and the result of that practice. But how many of you are here today thinking about your spiritual difficulties? No one? How many of you are here about your worldly difficulties? How many of you have no difficulties? Huh? Spiritual difficulties, no. Worldly difficulties, no. Then why are you here? What are you doing here? I just happened to pass by. Huh? Do you all have any difficulties in life? Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Yes, good. What kind of difficulties do you all have? Don't have to tell me. In your mind, think about it. When we talk about a difficulty, there must be a few things. One is the present and the goal and the way towards the goal and the difficulty. Yeah, this is the difficulty. Agree? Yeah, so there must be a present state that you are in, and there's the goal or destination that you want to be, and there's a way that you are using, but something is obstructing it, yeah, preventing you from reaching your goal. By definition, that should be what difficulties is. The interesting thing is that when you look at your difficulties and you break it down into these few components, sometimes you may find that maybe it's the way you define your goal, you know? Yeah? The goal is too far away. Yeah? Or maybe your goal is not clear. That's why you don't seem to ever reach your goal. Yeah? Or maybe your way is the problematic one. Maybe you keep switching your way, so you never quite reach your goal. Yeah? But why does all this happen? Then we come back to the faith. Here, faith, when we use the word faith, it may feel like it has to be about religion. But no, faith is just confidence in something. Okay? So I'm going to also write down confidence here so that it's a bit more neutral. Oops. Well, how come this is like that? So when we say to have faith that something truly exists, in this case, to consider, ask yourself, how much faith do you have in the goal being present? Yeah? And how much faith do you have in the way itself, the method? Yeah? The method to reach the goal. Maybe you find that you don't have faith. Maybe you find that you have faith. If you don't have faith in the end result and you don't have faith in the way, then what must you do? What must you do? What can you do, brother?
Change the way.
Maybe you can change the way. Yeah. Maybe you can ask someone who has achieved the goal before. Yeah, what are the possible different ways? Yeah, and then re-examine your way. In many groups, in different contexts, the one thing I observe in many of these of the groups is, if we have set a goal, let's say. We set a goal out there. And then we start off. Notice that I purposely didn't draw the arrow to point at the goal. Yeah. And then halfway through, before moving far enough, we may decide, okay, let's change the direction. And then we change the direction. And then you move halfway, and you ask yourself, have we reached a goal? Over here, is it a goal? No. Then we change direction again. If each changing is generally in that direction, you will still reach the goal. Yeah. The trouble I see in many organizations sometimes is halfway through, they say, they don't just change the direction, they change the goal altogether. They say, hey, how about if we go here? So after that, they go here. Then, after maybe 3 months or maybe a few months, they decide, hey, this is taking so long, why don't we change our goal? Then they change over here. Then after that, what happened? They go halfway, and then they decide, hey, this is very tough. After 6 months, we are not there yet. Hey, how about if we change the goal again? Then they. And then after that, oh yeah, we are still not going anywhere. How about if we go back to the first goal? You know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine if you are on a ship, yeah, and every few hours you just keep changing your direction, you'll not get anywhere. Yeah, so to have faith that the method, yeah, and the end result truly exists means to have faith that the method really leads to the results. So looking for someone who have the past experience is helpful. Yeah, but at some point you must have that confidence and trust. Yeah, because short of doing it yourself and going through the whole process, how do you know? Yeah, the person can show you all the records, but it's still up to you to say, okay, I take your word for it, isn't it? Yeah. Some things are easier to trust, some things are not so easy. No? But ultimately, it boils down to that. The next thing is 信有德. In the translation, we usually use merits. But what does merits mean? Merits means that there is actually value in it. Because, so what if the path does lead to the goal? So what if this is true? If you don't have enough confidence that the end result has merits, would you have any effort to go and carry out? You also wouldn't, isn't it? Yeah. So to examine clearly the merits of the goal itself. Yeah. And this is where I often like to bring in the why versus the how. The why versus the how. So far we are talking about mostly about the how. Yeah, how to get it done. Yeah. And oftentimes we are stuck there. But even more importantly, we need to ask ourselves, why are we doing it? What's the purpose? What is our intent? Yeah. Yeah, that is important. Because only when you are clear about that, then that will help you to see what value it truly has. Yeah, this answer is found in the why. You know? Why give you the value? What happened? Okay, the third kind of confidence is truly has capability. And this is about whose capability? Mainly our capability. Do we have confidence that we have the capability? Yeah. Sometimes when we encounter difficulties, it is because maybe a part of ourselves don't think we have the capability. Yeah. And sometimes maybe we really don't have capability. Correct? Yeah? But in a way, that is an easy problem. Yeah, if you really don't have capability, what must you do? What can you do? Hello, apply for WEDA. Yeah, life skill, that skill, what skill future, $500 WDA fund. Yeah. The trouble is actually not about the difficulty here is multi-pronged. The first thing is to recognize that we have a gap. The second thing is to actually own up. Yeah, to own up, to be able to tell people that we don't know. It's not easy to say that, especially to your boss. Yeah, and perhaps not so comfortable for some people to tell your peers. If let's say you are in a team, yeah, to tell your peers, I don't know how to do this, you know, or worse still, if you are the boss. And your car can ask you, and you actually don't know. How? Huh? Sometimes it happens, isn't it? Yeah. So, this part here, to have confidence that we have capability is not simply just a blind confidence. It's not just a positive thinking. Oh, be positive. Think that you have capability. Here, positivity doesn't work. Here, the confidence is true confidence. Yeah. So if you actually don't have the capability, you must recognize that you don't have the capability. Don't think that you can cycle yourself, I have capability. Yeah. If you don't have, you don't have. But at the same time, if you have, you have. Yeah. How do you know? Well, you should know the subject matter. If you don't know subject matter, how? See me after this. We sit down and do a mind map with together. Yeah. The interesting thing is, I've sat down with different students over the years. Yeah. Sometimes students come to me for different kinds of counseling. Not all of them come to me for spiritual counseling, yeah, cultivation counseling. No. Some of them come to me for family, sometimes relationship. Sometimes this or that, and sometimes work. Yeah, of course, difficulties is not always about work. But in particular for work, I've ever encountered some students where when I ask them, so can you list down, you know, your job scope? Yeah, and which are the areas that you are feeling uneasy about? Most people are able to write down, you know. Whether your work is operational or project-based, whether you have daily, weekly, monthly duties, you know, or is it more like a seasonal thing, you know, things like that. Yeah. What is the scope? Is yours more supporting internal or external and so on? But I've encountered some students, when I ask them, like, actually, I don't really know also. Yeah. And that's where I'm like, so how long have you been in the company? Or in this role? Yeah, and one particular student I remember was like coming to 2 years. And I'm like, if you are only about 2 to 3 months in this role, it's understandable. If it's already 1 to 2 years and you still don't know, something is wrong, you know. Yeah. The student was almost like on the verge of breaking down. I said, Shifu, I tried. I said, what do you try? I tried sitting down with my boss, but my boss is very busy. So my boss never tell me what to do and things like that. Yeah. Have you ever encountered bosses who are like that? Yeah, just throw you in the deep end and let you sink or swim. Yeah. Sometimes, unfortunately, this is how life is, what to do. Yeah. But we will look at that later in the external. There's the external part. We'll look at it later. So, confidence here, yeah, about your own capability, yeah, and how we can actually resolve that. If you can establish all this, then this will lead to the right effort. And again, right effort not just about the spiritual path, but if you apply to whether it's your work or your relationship, and so on, then it is about recognizing what are the factors that can support your goal, what are the factors that is detrimental to your goal. In the teachings on right effort, in terms of the cultivation path, then it's wholesome, unwholesome mental states. And what you should do about these two states. Wei sen e, ling bu sen, yi sen e, ling jian chu. Wei sen san, ling sen, yi sen san, ling zhen guang. So, as far as unwholesome states are concerned, that which has not arisen, to put in effort to make sure that they don't arise. For those unwholesome states that has arisen, to put in effort to reduce and remove them. For those wholesome states that is unarisen, to put in effort to give rise to those wholesome to give rise to the wholesome states. And those wholesome states that has arisen, to put in effort for it to grow and blossom. Pretty straightforward. Simple. But then, in terms of our daily life, then different. So you have to know what are the supportive factors and what are the detrimental factors. Sometimes unknowingly, we are actually sabotaging ourselves. Why? Because of the lack of faith. But sometimes it's external. And again, we'll cover this again for the external. Then we have mindfulness. And again, in the Buddhist path, mindfulness has four areas: body, feelings, mind, and mental object. If you apply this to the project, then it's in terms of the project. To pay close attention to monitor the project. Or if it's a relationship, to know that you have to be mindful of the interaction. Then concentration, to spend time to focus on it. And lastly, wisdom. Here, wisdom, in a way, tie in back to this. Early on, we mentioned about how are we clear about what it takes to achieve the goal, what are the methods, and so on. If we apply this term, wisdom faculty, in our day-to-day, then it's about knowing what works and knowing what doesn't work. And we may not have the wisdom to know, then we have to look for others who are more knowledgeable and experienced. So internal. So far so good? Yes? Okay, external. External, 人事物. Three different categories: people, events, and things. I'm going to go reverse things. Things would include resources, time, what else, money. Resources and and budget and money seems to be overlapping. But resources would be more on the material things. Money would be more on the actual money. Now you may wonder, like, Shifu, are you bringing in Project Management 101 here? In a way, yes. Because many of our difficulties can be solved with worldly approach. You don't have to go to office and yin ta pei zhou during project meeting, right? Right? Not everything can and has to be solved using spiritual means. Maybe a bit of project management can tie things neatly together. And then you should use that method. And if you think that this is just Sifu's own thinking, If you consider the Pali Canon in the Nikaya, when the Buddha was giving teachings to lay people, he don't tell lay people that, oh, you want to be successful in your work, chant more. You want to be successful at home, meditate, and maybe do some, recite some sutra or recite some mantra. Can you all find any sutras that tell people to do that? I never see any such suttas. Instead, when the Buddha was advising men and women, as far as their work commitment is concerned, their work chores, household chores is concerned, his advice was, a person must know what about the details of his work. Yeah, he must know in general and in detail what entails, what needs to be done. And then he must make sure that he is proficient in his work. Yeah, his or her work. And then he must put in effort to carry them out. Yeah, and he must allocate resources accordingly. Yeah, put in the necessary resources. In the Sigalovada Sutta, the Buddha also advised lay people on how to use money. Huh? Do you all like to use money? Say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the Buddha advised us how to use our money. Yeah. Talk about four parts. There's one part for personal, one part for business, one part for savings, one part for offerings. Yeah. So the Buddha didn't say, oh, how to spend your money? Do chanting. Yeah. Not everything is solved in that way. So if it's a worldly problem, worldly practical problem, many times you can actually use these approaches. Yeah. And at the same time, the Buddha did highlight that. How about 事, 人事? This is where it becomes trickier. Yeah, many of our problems has to do with 人事. Yeah. So, what is it about 人事? In a way, the two can be linked together. What about the two? Dun-dun. 不容易做人哦。 容易吗? Very easy, but just two stroke. Dun-dun. Yeah. So the trouble with 人, do we have our preferences? Likes and our dislikes. We have our wants and our don't want. But are we the only one with likes and dislikes? Other people who also have their likes and dislikes, isn't it? Yeah. So how? Many times the 人事 problem come with this. Yeah. If you want something and other people also want that thing, and there's enough to go around, is there a problem? No problem. If you want something and nobody else want it, is there a problem? Also no problem. If somebody want and you don't want, any problem? The only problem is when two people want it and there's not enough to go around. Yeah. So how? Yeah. If you can, share. Lo. But if you can share, and he also, you must make sure that the person also want to share, you know. Yeah. Maybe you want to share, the person don't want to share with you, you know. But maybe sometimes you want to share and he want to share but cannot be shared. Yeah, like can you go to your boss and say, hey, share the bonus? Cannot. Or can you go to the director and say, the two of us would like to be co-managers? Sometimes the company don't allow. Sometimes the structure, the organization is unprecedented. Yeah? But maybe you can try. Yeah? Sometimes maybe you bring it up, then it becomes a new management theory, you know? Yeah, but many times, not so easy. And again, if in those cases where it can be done, then no problem. But what if it cannot be shared? Then what happens? Only one of you will get it. Will you be happy if you don't get what you want? You won't be happy. Or if you get what you want and the other person don't get what they want, the other person will be unhappy. One time unhappy, two times
angry,
three times.
Huh?
Aversion. Well, very dharma term. Yeah. After a few more times, you may start to feel resentful. Yeah. A few more times, you start to feel resentful. You may start to feel that there's injustice. Yeah. If this doesn't work, then you may have injustice. You may feel resentful. You may feel upset. And a whole list of different kinds of emotions. Have you ever encountered people who seem to be going out of their way to get you? Huh? Sometimes, like, some people just don't seem to see eye to eye with you all the time. Yeah. So, how? You know what the Buddha advised for people that have conflict between them? His advice was, where possible, to buy gift for one another. Very interesting, huh? He never say, chanta pezo. I mean, not in the Nikayas anyway. In the Nikayas, the Buddha sometimes give very almost seemingly like worldly advice, you know. He said, if there is conflict between two person, yeah, and if you want to resolve it, offer gift to the other person to build up goodwill. Do you think it's easy to do? If you think it's easy, it's not easy to do, how about the next one? When the other person offer gift to you, you must accept it. Also not easy. Do you all find that sometimes when you, let's say you go on a trip or holiday and then you come back with some tidbits and you go around the office, yeah, and then some people will say, oh, it's okay, thank you. Yeah, they will consciously, unconsciously reject your gift. Yeah, so this is a sign of the grudge, or the resentment between people. Yeah. The case where individuals just don't like you. The case where individuals like us, we don't have to worry about that, do we? Don't have to. How about the case where people just for no rhyme and reason dislike us? How? Do you all try to make them like you? You all don't even try?
I try.
You try? Then, did you succeed?
I succeed.
You succeed a few times, but then he hit you. After that, hit you again. Huh? What? So you try a few times, it seemed to work, then later on don't work again. Think about this. Think about all the decisions you have made in your life. Okay? Do you agree with all your decisions in your life? You don't, right? So what's the chance that other people will have to agree with you? Do you like everything about yourself in your whole life? Not necessarily, right? So why, what makes us think that people must like us? You know? If it is due to certain actions of ours, yeah, that we can actively change, yeah, adjust, so that there can be some goodwill between the two. Yeah, I think we should put in the effort. But to know when to stop, yeah, or at least to take a break. Yeah. Because for many people, you can try once, twice, three times, 30 times, 300 times. Anybody try 300 times before to try to make friends with people? What is the maximum number of times you have tried?
Two, three times.
5 times? Anyone tried 5 times and above? Five times and below? I think 5 to 10 times put in effort to make peace with people for whatever reasons. 5 times to 10 times? Oh, you really don't try much, huh? 10 to 20 times? 20 times and above? So all of you just try 5 times. How many of you try 3 times and below? 3 times and below? So 4 times? 5 times? それから わかりますか? Do you all understand what I'm talking about? Yeah? 3 times, about 5% raise their hand. 4 times, 2%. 5 times, no button. Then the rest, what happened? The rest, never try. I don't care one. Don't like me. Yeah, Sifu, you waste my time. No, I come here today to find out how to solve that problem. That person, I want to solve him. Yeah, if we have this kind of mindset, good luck. Yeah. If you have the mindset, you want to solve people. Yeah, you think that your problem is that person out there. Yeah. Just now I put down here, Ren, right, external. But it's not to solve people outside. If you try to do that, then you know what it's like. Like now we are sitting on the cushion here. I mean the carpet, right? It's quite nice. If you walk around, it's very comfortable. Now imagine, if you walk out straight away, the road, is it soft and carpeted? No, right? What must you do? Yeah, you wear shoe, right? You cover your leg, right? Do you go and cover the whole world?
No.
You don't cover the whole world with carpet, right? Yeah, the red carpet treatment. Everywhere you walk, you have two entourage, a whole group of people carrying small pieces of carpet, walking in front of you and behind. And when you turn, the whole group, yeah. If we have this mindset, this person's problem, that person's fault. All of you must change. Yeah. If we ever encounter such a situation, you must remember this. That is carpeting the whole world. Yeah, it will be a tiresome and futile attempt. Instead, better to carpet ourselves. Yeah. So, I'm going to just touch on the last point here about injustice, resentment, and being upset, and so on. Yeah, talking about grudges. Yeah. So whether it's grudges or injustice and so on, the Buddha recommended 5 approaches, yeah, in the Anguttara Nikaya, Book 5, in one of the sutta, sometimes translated as grudges. Yeah. So the first 3 is about practicing loving kindness and compassion towards that person, yeah, that you don't feel good about, yeah, to resolve that human problem. Okay? And then the 3rd one, to practice, if I don't recall wrongly, equanimity. But sometimes not easy. And sometimes even you practice, maybe we are unhappy, maybe I'm happy. Open your eyes. Yeah. Then the Buddha advised, number four, there are two parts. Equanimity. Number two, compassion. Number one, loving kindness. So, number four, there are two parts. This part is very relevant to many of us. So, we maybe have some issue with a person, right? You know what happened to us when we find someone maybe irritating or we don't like or something? You know what happened? We like to think of that person. You know? We like to go and pay attention to what the person is doing. Doesn't seem right, Sifu. I don't like, I have problem with him. I don't want to pay attention. Key thing is, you don't want, but you do. So the Buddha's advice is, don't go and see what the person is doing. But Sifu, I'm at work, I cannot, he's my colleague, I'll be in the same project, I won't have to see him. And how? But still the advice is this. Do not pay attention. Do not pay attention to what the person is doing. In the context of our life, maybe we have to put in another clause beyond what is needed. Like at work, you cannot help it. You have to pay attention to what the person is doing. You have to pay attention. But don't pay excessive attention. Okay? And the second point is, do not think of that person's action. So don't go and pay extra attention to what the person is doing and don't think about it. The Buddha's advice is very straightforward, but sometimes not easy to do. But this is his advice. And number five, if all fails, to reflect on karma. I know how we reflect. How do you all reflect on karma? The way we reflect on karma is like, well, you do, lor, you do, later you know. But this is not Buddha's advice. Buddha's advice is to consider the person, number one difficulty, have to consider this a good person. When we have difficulty with others, do we think of them as good people? No. We think the person is a troublemaker. How come don't support me in what I'm doing? Purposely. Intentionally. Willfully. All the adjectives come out. Now Buddha say, no, think of this person as a good person. And what happened? This good person is the owner of his action. Is the heir of his action. Whatever he does, he will receive the fruit. But doesn't end with may he suffer. No. The reflection doesn't end with may he suffer. No. But it's to consider whatever is the outcome, he will receive it. None of our business to go and go and think, oh, he should be like this or like that. And this is the Buddha's approach. I'll be posting this sutta in the chat group after the talk. So keep a lookout. Actually, this topic is very big, because our life have a lot of difficulties. Correct? Yeah, and we meet a lot of difficult people. You see, these are the difficult people. Actually, it's very small. Then we blow up and keep thinking about that person. We think and we think until our life is all about that person, you know. You open your eyes, you see that person. You close your eyes, the person is your mind. Yeah, you bring that person home. Yeah, when you go to the bus stop, you bring the person along. Yeah, the person said something that hurt you once. Then you bring the person with you. When you go to a food court to eat, you bring the person along. When you have lunch, bring the person along. When you have tea break, also bring the person along. When your friends meet up with you, we bring the person along and talk about that person. Right? Yeah. Even when we go to the toilet to pang sai, we bring the person along. Until at home, at night, when we are going to sleep, then we turn around, the person is next to us. The person maybe intentionally or unintentionally give you difficulties. I don't say that people are always unintentionally doing it. There are people who really purposely. You know, there are. But regardless of whether the person intentionally or unintentionally, don't give yourself more difficulties after that. It's bad enough that a person give you one difficulty. Don't repeat it again and again to yourself. Unless you can resolve it. Yeah? If you can resolve it, then repeat and do an analysis. Otherwise, you are torturing yourself needlessly. And I want to wrap up with the famous dog poo illustration. Do you all know dog poo? If you all have never seen dog poo before, go and look for your friend who has dog and poo. So imagine if you have dog poo. I don't know how dog poo look like maybe like that. If you go out on a walk, okay, you walk and you take a few steps. You walk, and then you step on the poo. Pam. Then how? When you step on the poo, what must you do? No, y'all don't do that. Quickly take out your handphone, take an Instagram photo, and post on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you know, Snapchat, whatever, and say, look at how inconsiderate Singaporeans are. There's no hope for Singapore. Yeah, no gracious society. Yeah, then people will start to comment. Yeah, yeah. Then after that, you may decide to clean it up. Yeah. Then what happened? You clean. If you finish cleaning, then good for you. Huh? Throw away the what? The dog poo. Do you throw away? Are you sure you throw away? Like, let's say if you clean up, clean, then after cleaning, right, you clean up your shoe, and if your shoe still have the stain, you know, the poo is very powerful, you know? Yeah, it permeates into your, yeah? Like, if it's canvas, it goes through the canvas and stain it, huh? Yeah, then what must you do? Check whether it's clean, right? No? And then if it's leather shoe, it will go in between the sewing, you know, the small holes. Yeah. Wow, jialat, how? If it's so dirty, do you wash it? What if after going back and you wash it, you cannot clean it? It still stink? Throw it away, huh? Then how about your leg? If you cannot finish cleaning your leg, chop it off. For the records, don't chop off your leg, because this is recording. And later somebody on YouTube watch it and then, oh, Sifu said chop off. No, please don't chop off a leg. But what do you do with the tissue paper after cleaning it? Oh, I think I need tissue paper. This is too big. Can I have a piece of tissue paper? Not wet towel. Tissue. Because this, for your sake, I must do an illustration. Okay. So imagine you clean it up. Thank you. Then you fold it neatly. Then what do you do with the tissue? You throw it away? No. You keep it. Yeah. You don't? When you go to Pangsa, you don't keep it. But when you step on dog poo, do you keep it?
No.
But you must keep it. You know why? Because later on, when your friends see your Instagram photo, they may not believe. So if your friends on Facebook, on Instagram, see your photo of the dog shit and don't believe, then you have evidence. And your friends don't believe, then you say, observe. Careful. Dog poo. Yeah. Then you can let them have a whiff. And then your friend, chihuahua. That would be ridiculous, isn't it? But what if when your friend... That is so ridiculous. If you show your friend and your friend say, that's nothing. And your friend open up the bag. And then take out one whole pack of dog poo. This is from last year. This is from earlier this year. This was from 10 years ago. Yeah. And then you're like, so amazed. Yeah. And what if everybody that you show your dog poo to, they have more dog poo to show you? That'll be crazy, isn't it? Then you realize how crazy we all are. In reality, when it comes to dog poo, we know how to clean it and throw it away because we know that it is poo. And is there anyone who has a hobby of keeping poo? Not Winnie the Pooh, but dog poo. But there's another type of poo that we keep. Emotional poo. Emo poo. Yeah. So, whether you like it or not, sometimes some things happen and we get upset. That upset feeling, or that sense of injustice, that embarrassment, that negativity, whatever, that is like poo. It dirties our mind, causes our mind to stink. But what do we do? Do we clean it up? No, we let it stay as proof. And even if we clean up, we pack it up, tapau. We tapau the emo poo. Yeah, and keep it inside our pocket. Then when we are taking the train, we open up and smell. Yeah? Isn't it? This is what we do to ourselves, isn't it? Yeah, we spend our time when we are free, then we think, yeah, ding 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 ding. Then we think, today was so busy. Yeah, stupid boss. Call for 6 o'clock meeting. Not call at 6, call for 6 o'clock meeting. Always, every Friday night, 6 o'clock meeting. Then we ding, 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 ding. Yeah. By then it was already 8:30. Yeah, meeting is over. But we continue the meeting. Yeah. So in the end, although the boss is maybe stupid or unreasonable, but instead of 2.5 hours of meeting, we extend it by another half an hour of train ride meeting. And we continue the meeting in our mind. Then when we go back home, we meet our families, we open up dog poo. Yeah? Why? Because our family members ask us, ma, hey, how are you? Is everything okay? Oh, I tell you. Yeah? Or maybe your husband or wife ask you, how come you back so late today? Same thing, lor. My boss, lor. 6 o'clock meeting. Lor. Then the meeting extends by another 45 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. This is what we do to ourselves. So consider. Yeah. If you can change boss, change lah. But don't always change your boss, you know. Yeah. Because bosses who don't give you shit is hard to find. Yeah. Just yesterday, I told two devotees, when it comes to work, if the boss is nice, the pay is good, work is easy, colleague is nice, everything is good, the boss won't have to hire you. Do it himself. Yeah, do it himself. Yeah. Work is work. I also told them, some students tell me, Sufu, I don't know whether this is my interest. Yeah, not my calling. What calling? Work is work. That's why it's called work. But Sufu, I have no interest in this. That's why it's not called hobby. You're supposed to do work, not do your interest. And to wrap up the whole session, and that's why we get compensated at the end of the day for doing things we otherwise don't want to do. I hope you all find some resolution for our difficulties. If not, see me after this for counselling. Yeah. So don't spend your time looking at the pool. I wanted to let you all share the difficulties you all have, but today I think I kind of over-prepared. So, do you all have any questions or thoughts to share? I try to be as general as possible, but use some work-related matters. Yeah, because when it comes to maybe very varied. I'll be sending a screenshot to the Telegram chat. So if your photo is not so clear, I can send it to you also. Any questions or thoughts? If not, what then? Does someone have something to ask? No? Okay. Yuan xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yuan xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yuan de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
Yuan de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
Pu yuan zui zhang xi xiao chu.
Pu yuan zui zhang xi xiao chu.
Shi shi chang xing pu sa dao.
Shi shi chang xing pu sa dao.
Amitabha. 起立。